pours down off those mountains, descending down toward the Rift Valley on the right and down toward the desert on the south, both of which are considerably lower than those mountains. As that water comes down out of those mountains, it forms deep, narrow canyons called wadis. It is those wadis that pose the largest danger for life in the desert, because wadis are a natural place to travel. They're flat. They cut through the mountains. That's where most of the roads and the paths go. But when you get down into those wadis, if it rains 40, 50, even 60 miles away, there won't be a cloud in the sky where you are, and all of a sudden, with the sound of a freight train, I've never seen one come through myself, but I've seen it when they were flooded, you'll get 20, 30, 40, 50 or more feet of water come down that canyon like a wall. And anything in the canyon is going to die. And that's the thing you need to watch the most. Now, the biblical text speaks of that. For example, the Bible says we await redemption from God like streams, or one Jewish translation says, like floods in the desert. Now, that's a positive thing. God says, when you're in trouble, look for me, and I will save you. And save here doesn't just mean forgive your sins so you can go to heaven. I will save you means, when you're in trouble, call for me, and I will come suddenly and powerfully and do things for you that you can't imagine. That's the lesson you learn of God in the desert. But there's also a negative lesson about these floods. When the floods come and there's great danger, they leave behind pools of water. In the water is mud. And the clay that it carries down, the soil that it carries down out of the mountains, forms the stickiest, gummiest, gooeyest clay that you've ever seen in your life. It's just instant cement, in a way. I've seen a bus drive out into a place where there was a sprinkling system that one of the sprinklers got turned, and it sprinkled on a two-track. That bus rode in there 30, 40 feet. There was so much mud on the wheels it wouldn't turn anymore. Just stopped. Now listen to what the Bible says. He lifted my feet out of the mud and the clay and put them on a rock. You know what the desert's like? The desert's like being in the bottom of one of these canyons. The sides go up like this. And as you're walking along, if you're not careful, you find yourself standing up to your ankles in mud, and you can barely move. And here comes the flood. And there you stand. There is absolutely nothing you can do but stand. And it's at moments like these that the people of God had to learn there's only one place to turn. God, get my feet out of the mud, please, and put them up on a rock. Now, I could go on, and I will, but stop with me a minute. Have you ever been there? If the desert is that situation in life that's extremely difficult, extremely harsh, that has none of the things that a person would ask for or hope for, there on their own. If that's where God wants his people to come to learn, then the desert becomes, for the rabbis at least, that time, that place in life when you're facing the tough, difficult times. Now ask this question of yourself. Have you been in a situation where you stood and you watched a flood coming that you knew was going to be so painful that you couldn't imagine how you were going to deal with it, and you couldn't do anything about it? You watched your kids turn their heads, their hearts, their hands, their feet away from God and begin to do some things that you said, you know, that can only lead to a disaster, and you couldn't change it. Have you watched a husband or a wife get involved in something, a parent, a friend, get involved in something that you knew was going to bring such pain in their life that you couldn't even think of how they would handle it? Then you understand what it's like in the desert to be up to your knees in the mud. And God said, I want you to learn that when you reach that point, there is only one.